In the name of the Triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I will read as an introduction to my sermon from chapter 2 according to from the Gospel according to St. Mark. 12 verses from the beginning, which are heard in Jesus' name as follows. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, and take up thy bed, and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. Amen. Jesus had started his task here on earth, the task of preaching the word of God. And this portion of text spoke to us about services in Jesus' time. Dear brothers and sisters, it is very important and necessary that services are arranged. And I could ask you, little boys and girls, why are services organized or arranged? Long time ago, when services were not announced in the papers and the information did not spread, except that people went out to call, invite people to services, a little boy was sent out, and he went to the house and said, Come to services. And the people of the house said, Why are services arranged? And the boy had a short answer. Because those who are not yet believing could receive the grace of repentance, and so that we believers can hear that grace, that we can remain in faith. And that is the purpose of these services, which we are attending here in Tornio. We want to proclaim the gospel of God to those who are not yet believing, and to those who have already received the gift of faith. In this text, the first part where my thoughts stopped was when it speaks that it was noised that he was in the house, or they had heard that Jesus was in the house. This is perhaps the only place in the Bible where it is said, where it talks about Jesus' home. There is not much knowledge about this in the Bible, but in Jesus' home there was the mother Mary and the father Joseph. And the Bible mentions four sons: Jacob, Joseph, Simon, and Jude, and spoke about sisters also in Jesus' home. So Jesus was able to grow up in a home with children. He spent his childhood and youth there. And that is why in many places during his public ministry he spoke to children and he spoke to young people. It is our joy here at summer services that there are a multitude of young people here, and of course at the RY services also. It is important that you, dear parents, I know it is sometimes burdensome to bring children to services, but you want to bring them anyway, here to be with the children of God. It is important that the young people and the children get friends and play friends from the kingdom of God. It is a secure place when they can travel with other children of God. And you boys and girls, maybe you haven't thought of this, of how great a gift it is that you have been able to be born in a believing home. There you can be in a secure surroundings, in the care of your parents, and grow up in the love of your mother and father. They want to teach you and guide you so that the Word of God is a guide on your way. The Bible and the Catechism exhort us, parents and grandparents, to make sure that we tell these young people and these children about the kingdom of God, and that God has protected them, and he has protected children before in time, before this time. Even the psalm writer writes about this, to tell the children about the miracles of God. The home is a scale model of the kingdom of God. There we are known. As we spoke at the speakers and elders meeting, which was about our neighbors and our speech, how the gospel should be always ready, available at the home. And we should think about how we speak about our neighbors. How do we treat them? Do we say good things about them? Or do we say things which are not the best things, of which the we have that great grace gift that we can repent whenever errors and faults come. We can go to that altar of mercy where we have forgiveness of sins. The Corinthians speaks to us about this, which is often cited at weddings. It talks about the love of God. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist in its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing. The Word of God exhorts us to have the mind of Christ toward our neighbor, so that we would always be forgiving the faults of our neighbor already in advance. This is the love of Christ, which we should all have in our heart, but that we know we are not always successful in this. About this service situation, which was in our text, the text says that there were so many people there, even in front of the door. Jesus had been on a service trip, and he was tired when he came home to rest. As our text said, when the people heard that he was at home, they came there, and Jesus wanted to proclaim the word to them. Why? Why had these people come to Jesus' home to hear Jesus? The Bible tells us that in proclaiming the word of God, Jesus had performed miracles. He had fed a multitude of people. He had given sight and given hearing, and had even raised people from the dead. Surely some of the hearers came so that they could see some kind of miracle. But surely some of the listeners came so that they could hear for themselves and for their soul words of comfort when Jesus, their master, was keeping services. The Bible tells us, for example, about Zacchaeus, who climbed into a tree when Jesus passed by, because he was a small man. He climbed into a tree so he could see Jesus and be near Jesus. And he had important thing to say to Jesus. He wanted to believe his own sins forgiven. And then our text says that four men carried a mat. They were carrying a man who was sick of the palsy, meaning that he was paralyzed. The Bible doesn't tell us how old this paralyzed man was. Had he been sick long since birth? Or had he gotten sick later? But he had escorts with him, dear ones, dear escorts, who brought him to the feet of Jesus. here, even at these services, we have heard these prayers of intercession. We have noticed that in our midst also today, there are people in this kingdom of God who desire escorts, people to be near them for many different reasons. These reasons can be that life feels, they feel lonesome in life. As in the radio this morning, we heard that even in our midst, someone may feel he is left all alone. He may feel he is apart from the others. May God open our eyes and our ears in our surroundings to hear and to see if there is someone who is alone and who desires an escort. Do you, dear young people who are here in great numbers, you also may feel the same at these services as in this text. Dear friends, close friends have been worried that your other foot is in childhood faith, but your other foot is in the world. And when this is the situation, there is great danger that also your other foot will step into the world away from childhood faith. You may have dear friends at these services who have asked you to come to these summer services. They have had the same thought as those in our text who are carrying this man. They trust in Heavenly Father that He can help. If there is even one person like this, young or old, listening to this sermon, your place in the kingdom of God is empty. You are called to come back. You are called back into the kingdom of God. And if in our surroundings there are such people, how important it is that we love them, keep in contact with them, there was a young person who repented, who said how difficult it is to ask or to say, "I want to believe," but it's easier to answer if you are asked, "Do you want to believe?" And you can get an affirmative answer to such a question. Yes, I do want to believe. And if there is someone listening to this sermon, even one dear friend who wants to believe, in this sermon, all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. This trust and this faith of the escorts can be fulfilled. It was touching in the blogs of Päivämies, one writing which was titled "A Letter to a Friend." There, very lovingly and very beautifully, this friend was being called back. This person whose life of faith had faltered and faith had gone, had been extinguished. I will read one portion from the end of this writing. I hope you have a good life, but even more, I hope you have a good eternal life. We don't believe for this life. I hope you have time. Time to find your way back. Time to stop and to look back. Time to listen and time to hear the call. I wish you courage and just enough strength that you can believe even weakly, all your sins and unbelief forgiven. Return. In this way, God wants to call into his kingdom even those young people from believing homes. He wants to call them back. Our text continues. These four men were inventive, and it is said, and it says, that love when they could not get in through the door. There was not, the roofs in the country where Jesus was were not as thick as the roofs here in Tornio. So they broke up the roof and lowered this man down to the feet of Jesus. And it is said, the text says that Jesus saw their faith. He saw into their heart, and even tonight Jesus sees into all of our hearts, and he knows the condition of our heart. Jesus saw into the hearts of these escorts. They all had such a faith that Jesus could help. But at these services, there were surely such people who thought that Jesus would first cure this man. But this did not happen. When Jesus saw their faith, the first thing he said, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." There are confirmation students in our midst. There was a beautiful situation at the Eve services when a brother held a sermon. His confirmation students sat in front of him on the front bench. I'm sure there are many of you confirmation students here, and you have studied the catechism where it says what is the most important thing in our life. The answer in the catechism is very concise. Knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ, and to become a child of God. And I would add, remaining as a child of God is the most important thing in our life. And this is the reason. First of all, took care of the soul of this paralyzed man. Matthew writes about the same thing in this way. but search ye first for the kingdom of God, and all these will be given unto you. And the psalm writer sings, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and he will bring me to green pastures, and so on. At these summer services, this is one green pasture for the children of God where we can rest. Here it is easy to believe. But then when we return to our everyday life, the situation changes for many of them. It is not so easy to confess our faith, and the escorts may be a little further away. According to the teaching of the Word of God, Jesus held it most important that he would forgive the sins of this man. And at these services, they were open to all. According to our text, there were also these scribes at the services. And they didn't like what Jesus did. But they said, how does this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And here at these Tornio summer services, many times we have heard spoken about this authority given by Jesus to his children, to his disciples. But even in this sermon, I would still like to bring forth in the Gospel according to John in chapter 20 are these beautiful words. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. After his ascending into heaven, after he was resurrected, Jesus gave this task to his disciples, to proclaim the forgiveness of sins here on earth to all nations, to all people. We have heard that at these services, and we have gotten a good feeling, as the motto of the services say, "But for me it is good to be near God." A child of God is a child of the God, and he can be near God. The Bible also speaks about many other happy people. We remember in the Old Testament side, we remember Joseph, who experienced many difficult things, many trials. But the Bible tells us Joseph was a happy man because God was with him. And as Brother Asaf, who spoke the words of the motto, that after trials, he went to the services of the children of God, and he was able to hear and understand how great a thing it is to be near God, to be a child of God. And there are young people here. I want to remember about Moses. how he was the son of the daughter of the king. And through many phases, when he grew up to be a man, he sought a greater richness to join the children of Israel, the children of God. And what was the reason? It was because he looked at the reward. And the reason for our faith is the reward. We can look at that reward. And in this time of the world, with many fearful things even, when we have the peace of God in our heart, it gives us a view of the future and a view of hope that we are able to trust in this, that God will lead our way here in time. Then Jesus spoke to these scribes and said, "Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or say, 'Arise and take up thy bed and walk'?" He spoke to them with love. And then Jesus turned to the man who was sick of the palsy or paralyzed. "I say on, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house." This man was brought to Jesus, carried by four men, and then he left and carried his bed. He walked home. What do you think? What did he say at home? Another gospel says he went home and rejoiced. He surely at home said, "When I went there to the believers, children of God, I was told all my sins were forgiven me, and in addition to this, I received my health. This bed, I remember as a little boy, the old speakers spoke of this bed, this bed of sin." We may have such matters with our neighbors that when we receive faith in our heart, these transgressions press our heart, and unsuitable words we may have spoken. The old speakers said, they're at home. We can put them away by name. These things that we do not have the power to believe forgiven in the general proclamation of forgiveness of sins. It is a great benefit of grace that we have, that if something is pressing our heart that we cannot believe forgiven in this general proclamation of forgiveness of sins, then we can go to a trusted travel friend and he can free us from this by preaching the gospel. At these services of Jesus, they were able to go away with joy. Many have already left these services, and I hope you have left with a happy mind. Or has it happened that many days of services went by and you didn't stop to hear the Word of God or hear the Gospel. But now, all who are hearing this sermon, you can believe. All your sins, doubts, temptations forgiven, in Jesus' name and blood. There, listening to your radio or on the internet, in Jesus' name and blood, you can believe all your sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, your sins are forgiven. You can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Bless one another. I can't necessarily see all of you from here. There are so many of you. Even having read this text, we can believe of God that even though there are trials and there are temptations, it is a happy matter. It is the greatest gift that a man can receive and own on this earth. And for myself, I would also ask, can I believe my own sins forgiven? I have had temptations and doubts because of this task. But all my dear ones have supported me in this task. In Jesus' name and always blessing name, Amen. We will end this day of services with praise and thanksgiving. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for having been able to spend these services today. And we have received the dew of grace. Bless the way home of those who have already left these services. And bless the coming night. And if you so will, that we can continue these services tomorrow, we ask you, the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.